Shaking it up with Sheikh Fayaz, nightly Ramadan reflections.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. In practical terms, what does it mean to love God? And by extension, what does it mean then toward loving His Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم؟ Well, God tells us in the Holy Quran, إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني, that if you claim that you love God, then follow me. What does it mean when God states that you must follow me in order to manifest my love? Following the instruction of God, His commandments, and that which He has made obligatory and that which He has prohibited, to strive and put forth our best effort toward being the best of the servants and best of slaves and best of those who submit on the path toward God, really allows for us to attain the meaning behind the claim that we have to love God. In kuntum tuhibbuna Allah, that if you claim or if you state, if you really love God, fattabi'uni, then follow me. Similarly, when it comes toward the Messenger, peace and blessings be upon him and his family. In reality, if we are a people who say that we love the Prophet ﷺ, true love cannot be manifested unless we are amongst those who follow in his way. And that means that we need to be in a state of understanding who the Prophet is. And we know that the Messenger ﷺ, as God states, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, is the man with the best of character. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that we did not send him except to be a mercy to the universe. A man who would allow for his devotion and submission toward his Creator to give him the spark of inspiration toward being that man who would care for the orphans and the widows and all of the isolated and the marginalized. The first of those who came toward submitting to the Messenger عليه السلام were those who were poor, were slaves, were women, all of those who were isolated and marginalized within that classical Arabian civilization in the 6th century were the first toward coming out and being the supporters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And thus, if we want to be someone who doesn't only claim the love of the Prophet, but really follows in the prophetic model and the prophetic way, it means to come up and strive to put forth our very best effort toward allowing for our character to emanate in the same way that his character emanated. A man who would care for every single one of those around him, irregardless of their race, irregardless of the color of their skin or the language that they spoke or their social or economic status. It was the Prophet ﷺ whose heart was so inviting, which is why everyone felt welcome in his blessed space, in his mosque, being in his proximity. It's the personality of the Prophet ﷺ, as God states within the Holy Quran, O Messenger, if you were hard-hearted, لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ, they would have run away from you. But it was the soft heart of the Prophet that drew people toward him. And when we talk about loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, it means that we need to be amongst those, again, who illuminate his qualities and his characteristics. There is no man who is as patient as the Messenger. There is no man who is as merciful as the Messenger. There's no man who's as generous, who's as loving, who's as caring, who's as beautiful as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi. And thus, this, we realize that loving the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is an obligation for us, because our innate nature calls toward all of those characteristics and qualities which he emanates on a day-to-day basis. Everyone loves justice. Everyone loves love. Everyone loves beauty. Everyone loves good character. And all of those most perfect attributes and qualities are within the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi. And his emanation of those qualities is naturally a means by which we are drawn toward him. But in spite of all of this, we see that loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam is not enough. but rather that love that really calls us to action requires for us to strive and to reach a new height and a new level. God states within the Holy Quran, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Say, O Prophet, that you do not ask for anything in recompense for that effort that you are giving to your community, except that they love your family. What is this verse in regards to? It is said that during those days, after the Prophet ﷺ had established his state within the holy city of Medina, many of those within the community, they would approach the Prophet, and they would say, O Messenger of God, you have given us so much. You have given us your time. You have given us your words of wisdom. You have given us your care. You have given us your compassion. You have given us your love. You have given us your Quran, the Quran of God, but through you and through your words. You have dedicated so much to us. How can we repay you for everything that you have done for us? And think about it. It's a real practical and probably a very sensical question that maybe we maybe pose many a time. What is it that we have in terms of responsibilities to our Prophet alayhi salam? And how can we really allow for us living in the United States or wherever it is that we live in the year 2019, give back and really fulfill our responsibility to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam for everything that he had to go through? And we know that he had to go through a lot. He would state that no prophet is as oppressed as me. What he had to do in terms of striving, in terms of, you know, migrating from Mecca to Medina after he went through all sorts of hardships. Where even members of his own family would be at the forefront of throwing rocks at him. Really, they would take the intestines out of animals and throw it at him when he was praying. When he was in the state of prostration, they would kick the messenger. Peace and blessings be upon him. Really, we don't know about all of the trials and the obstacles and the tribulations that the Prophet had to face. So anyhow, these members of the early Muslim community, they go toward the Prophet and they say, O Messenger of God, how is it that I can pay you back? How is it that we can pay you back for everything that you put forth? Can we give you money? Can we invite you home for dinner? What is it that we can do for you for everything that you have done for us? And it's really important to understand that this verse of the Holy Quran doesn't come directly from the tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa, but rather it's a commandment that the Prophet gives, or excuse me, that God gives to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. In chapter 42 of the Holy Quran, verse number 23, God states, قُلْ. He states, say, O Prophet, say. Meaning it's a commandment from God to the Prophet, telling him how he should respond to those who come to him and ask him, how can we pay you back for everything that you've done? He states, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. Say that I am not going to ask for anything, any sort of a reward, any sort of a gift from any one of you. إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Except for one thing. And that is that you love my closest family members. I ask for nothing except that you love my family. Loving the Prophet is not sufficient. It requires for us to love the family of the Prophet. These are not the words of the Prophet, but these are the words of God that he commands the Prophet to speak to his community. It's vital. It's so incredibly important that we understand that the only thing that the Prophet wanted in recompense, or the only thing that God wanted for the Prophet, for recompense for every effort that he put forth during those days to preach the religion, to give us life, to give us water, to bring us out of the depths of darkness into light and out of the depths of ignorance into knowledge, one thing only, and that is to love the family of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa ala, to love the Ahlul Bayt. And on this blessed night, the 15th of the holy month of Ramadan, we mark the birth of amongst those who were the most beloved to the Prophet alayhi salam. It marks the birth of Al-Hasan ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib, the eldest grandson of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is said that when he was born, Imam Al-Hasan alayhi salam, the son of Ali and the son of Fatima, he states, Allahumma inni uhibbuhu fa'ahibba man yuhibbuhu. He raises his hands toward God, the Prophet did, and he said, Oh Allah, I love him, so love those who love him. He continues in another tradition, he states, Al-Hasanu wal-Husayn ibnai. Man ahabbahuma ahabbani, wa man ahabbani ahabbahu Allah, wa man ahabbahu Allah adkhalahu al-Jannah. He states, Hassan and Hussein are my two sons, and the one who loves these two love me, and the one who loves me loves God, and the one who loves God, God admits him and her into paradise. And he continues and he states, وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُمَا أَبْغَضَنِي. And those who dislike and those who hate these two, meaning Hassan and Hussein, his two grandsons, then they hate me. وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَنِي أَبْغَضَهُ اللَّهُ. And the one who has this sense of anger toward me is angry and dislikes God. وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُ اللَّهُ أَدْخَلَهُ النَّارَ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ. And those who have a dislike and to hate God, obviously God gives them punishment. Numerous traditions speak toward the incredible importance of loving these personalities, and again at the forefront of them on this night of the birth of Hassan ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib, the grandson of the Messenger of God sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's so incredibly important toward understanding that it's a commandment of God and it's a commandment of his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we express love for him. Hadhani ibnai wabna ibnati. Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma fa'ahibbuhuma wa ahibba man yuhibbuhuma. In another narration, he states that these two, meaning Hassan and Hussein, are my sons and the sons of my daughter, meaning Fatima. Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma. Oh God, surely I love these two. So, oh Allah, you love these two. And allow for those who love these two to be admitted into paradise. In another tradition, he states, wa uhibbu man yuhibbu. And again, that I love those who love Hassan. In another narration, we come and we see the Messenger alayhi salam, he states, Wal Hassani wal Hussein Sayyida Shabab Ahl al Jannah, that Hassan and Hussein are the leaders of the youth of paradise. Al Hassanu wal Hussein Rayhanatai min al Dunya, that Hassan and Hussein are my two beloveds, they are my two fragrances, they are those things which are the coolness to my eye in this world. It's vital and it's incredibly important to understand a couple of things from reflection upon these traditions. Again, the verse of the Quran, God tells us and commands us toward loving the family of the Prophet alayhi salam. Amongst the manifestations of loving the family of the Prophet or loving anyone is to celebrate their days. Today is the birth of Hassan ibn Ali alayhi salam. What am I doing, for instance, in terms of telling others the importance of this personality? Or what do I even know about this personality? Do I know when he was born? Do I know when he passed away? Do I know where he's buried? What do I know about his mother? What do I know about his father? What do I know about his life? We can't love someone unless we actually know them. And again, we can't love someone. We can claim we love someone, but in reality, love cannot be manifested unless we walk in their way, unless we tread in their path, unless we walk in their footsteps, unless we follow them. But how can I follow someone if I don't know anything about them? In kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni. Again, God states within the Quran that if you love me, then you have to follow me. If you love the Prophet, then you have to follow him. If God and his messenger state you have to love Hassan and you have to love Hussein, then what am I doing in terms of following in their way? Again, so in regards toward manifesting and demonstrating and showing that love, reading about him, learning about him, listening to a lecture about him, sharing sweets, for instance, having a discussion group with your friends in terms of reflecting upon this personality, reading his words, striving your best toward dedicating a portion of your day, of your night, of your month, or even of your year toward reading about him. Because if God and his messenger speak so highly about a man like that of Hassan ibn Ali, this most incredible personality from the family of the Prophet, who the messenger alayhi salam says that my love is contingent on loving him and loving his brother, Hassan and Hussein, peace and blessings be upon them, then it's really important, because I want to emanate that sense of real divine love for my Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So what can I do, and how can I fulfill my responsibilities toward the grandsons and toward the family of the Prophet alayhi salam on this day of the 15th of the holy month of Ramadan, in which we celebrate the birth of Al-Hasan ibn Ali? On this night, let us think, let us reflect, how much do I know about him? And what effort can I put forth in striving toward actually learning about him? Reading a book, listening to a lecture, whatever it might be, in the way of demonstrating our love for the family of the Prophet, we should be in a state of contemplation and reflection about how much more that we can do. And if we're not at that level, then at least understand that it becomes incumbent and it becomes an obligation, it becomes a responsibility upon us to strive and towards seeking, because if we claim that we love someone, we have to strive in their way and we have to follow in their path. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability and the tawfiq to really be exposed toward the light of these personalities, that of the Prophet and his immaculate family, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. And we ask God to grant us the tawfiq to allow for us to learn about the life and the legacy of Al-Hasan ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace and blessings be upon him. And we ask God to grant us the ability to perform his visitation in the graveyard of Baqi in this life and receive his intercession in the next life. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahumma ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Follow Sheikh Fayaz on Twitter and Instagram @FayazJaffer and look out for him on Facebook.